So Matthew, how do you think it went today? Are you pleased with your round?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think team score, we got to 9 under, so the leaders I can see us at 14, and there's a big group on 11 and 10, so we're absolutely in the mix. It's yeah, after today, that feels, if I'd you told me beforehand that that was going to be the score, I said fantastic and walked off straight away.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was great.
This is your sixth appearance here.
Yes.
Have you had a good start like this before? Have you had as good a start as this before?
That's a good question. No, probably. Probably not. I think my best score previously after day one has been sort of 6-7, somewhere in there. But that looks very good scoring. But I think it's because it's benign, because mm-hmm. the wind's down
yeah.
and the weather's good and it's warm and the ball's flying okay. The real test is when the wind comes and then you know you get an hour of rain or something in the morning, and that sorts the men out from the boys. But no, I mean, you know, I couldn't be happier. I played okay, but it was just great. I was playing with Tommy Fleetwood, and it was just, I was sort of enjoying it, watching them. Along for the ride, watching him put on a demonstration of fantastic golf, and that's the privilege really of it all.
Perfect. Does it get easier every year you come?
No, not really. No. I'm playing a bit better now than I did when I first came, but the pressure's still the same. That sort of knee jangling on the first tee and all that, and you know you get a bit self conscious every now and then when you hit some absolute rubbish. But that's amateur golf. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get paid at the end of this week, and they do.
And what brings you back here, year after year?
It's a very unique week of golf. It's a sort of combination of the social side, which is obviously fabulous, with all the sort of similar names, you know, both from business and sports and celebrities. But then the chance to actually play golf in a competition while the pros are playing. There are plenty of pro-ams you can play, if that's your thing, and I do enjoy those. But to actually see them in game mode is very special.
Is there something particularly unique about playing at St Andrews?
Yes, but it's very difficult to put your finger on exactly what it is, because you could take that exact layout of course and put it somewhere else and you'd think, well, it's okay, you know, there's a couple of good holes, but then you put it here and you suddenly put it in front of this building, the R&A, and you put the road hole in there and you put the hotel that you've got to drive across, and suddenly it begins to come together. You know, it's sort of the place is dripping in history, which is just wonderful. The greatest names in golf have all played here at one or another time, and that's, you know, it's great to be in their footsteps.
You said that beating Sir Steve Redgrave is your greatest pleasure. who usually wins?
Oh, he won yesterday. We played a round yesterday, and he absolutely skinned me. But I haven't heard how he's got on today with his team score. But yeah, he's.
I think they were about 2 under last time I saw.
Oh right, okay. So I've done better than him today. But I mean, I played a practice round with him against cricket, against Strauss and Nicholas, and we won the money there. And then I played against him yesterday, and that wasn't a good move. He was on fire yesterday.
Yeah.
And you are off to Carnoustie tomorrow.
Carnoustie tomorrow. Hopefully get back alive with, you know, scoring double figures, mm-hmm. and then off to King's Barnes on Saturday. And then, you know, who knows? It's difficult to guess where this team cut is going to be. I mean, for 14, 11 and 10, that's as good as I've known it after day one.
14 is excellent.
14 is really, really good. So you're starting to think, well, normally the cut for the... If you get the top 20 teams, it's anywhere between sort of 20 and 24 under after three rounds. So, you know, it's a bit early to be worrying about
all
that.
And if you were to win today... how do you think that feeling would compare to winning an Olympic gold medal?
It doesn't. It just doesn't. It's not. It's a different feeling entirely.
Yeah.
This is amateur golf. There's room. Well, in the team event, there's room for errors. There's room to pick the ball up every now and then. You can hit some absolute, you know, terrible. It's very variable. Whereas the Olympics isn't variable. You've got a margin of error which is
absolutely tiny,
next to nil. Yeah. Like the pros, so I can appreciate what they do, but I'm not doing it at the same time.
Okay, perfect.
Tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Have a good.